What up, y'all? This is your boy, Westside Willie, pilot of the Bebop, coming in. I'm just letting y'all know that we will be departing from Detroit very shortly. So everybody get in their seats, sit down, relax, and if there's any thickums on this flight, you're invited to the cockpit.
Bebop, got it on lock. Check your wristwatch. Tick-tock, time for lift off. You hear the stars calling. Baby, come and hold me tight, because the sky's falling in deep space, writing these jams. All I need is Jordan. Don't look back. It's a price on your head. And they'll double that pay if you alive, not dead. These cats is new to these scenes and new to these wars. And when the shots start firing, they start to look for the duck. Baby, don't get too close. I'm a cowboy. Wake up and see that I'm gone. I'm where the stars gone. One thing I can say about life is that it's not born. And one thing I can say about us is we'll never stop hunting. I'm with my day ones, double shot, messing with my third eye. Brody wanna tag along, well, we need a fourth mic. I plead the fifth. Stop catching up in space so long. I'm getting used to us suiting up with my day ones. Double shot, messing with my third eye. Brody wanna tag along. Well, we need a fourth mic. I plead the fifth. If the feds stop catching up in space so long, I'm getting used to us suiting up.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Bebop boys back. Welcome back to the Bebop podcast, where we talk about anime, movies, comic books, and all types of fly shit. What you mean? How you?
I don't care about how I look. I'm like the main one in this.
God damn it. It's a solid intro, though.
Yeah, I know, right?
It was. No, no. You do the intro so good that I don't even remember. Like,
this guy. I swear to God.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Y'all crazy, man. So, welcome back, all the boppers.
Yes, sir.
The boppers, man.
Some of them more than others.
Because... No, the bros, Super Mario right, bros.
No,
the bros, Super Mario bros.
Well, let's get
Get to the weekend first.
We got to do the weekend
update first.
Weekend update. Trying to think. I saw Mario.
Okay.
With my Mario bros. Okay. Some of them more than others. Very good flick. Very good flick. Probably my movie of the year.
So far.
I haven't really seen a lot of movies in theaters.
You seen Ant-Man and you seen
It was better than Ant-Man. It was better than Ant-Man. It was better than Shazam.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay, I'm here for it.
Other than that, no. Me and my girl watched some docs.
What document y'all talking about?
Girls Gone Wild. That was the craziest.
Oh, yeah.
That one and the Boston bombing one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I actually spent some time this week watching. I was on Netflix a lot. I watched Beef.
Didn't you say fuck Netflix on the last one?
Fuck Netflix. I still stand by that, Wes. Damn. I fuck with Netflix.
You fuck with
you
Netflix?
You say you fuck with Netflix?
No, fuck Netflix.
Oh, damn, I thought he just said fuck.
Yo, I am a human being. My emotions changed. I'm sorry, but fuck Netflix. Bro.
Right now?
Yeah, right now. Beef and Night Agent. Very good. Very good on Netflix.
Got you.
Okay, that sounds like a solid week, man. You got some beef.
Yeah. Some of us more than others.
Anyway, my weekend was pretty sweet. My weekend was pretty sweet.
Okay.
I got my ears pierced today with Mike.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He got his nose pierced.
Oh, you got show the nose pierced? All
right,
Pop.
No, I got a little studs in right now because I got to wait. I got to wait the 4 to 6 weeks to these bitches heal.
No, you don't, bro.
I'm getting dangly, boys.
Yeah, you don't got to wait.
I'm waiting, though.
I mean, you should.
They told me. I'm doing it. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait it out, and then I'm going to get me I found these ones online. They're dangly boys, and they're it's a gallon of milk.
Okay. So you gonna are you channeling like your inner Khalees? Is her name Khalees? What's her name?
Mia Khalifa?
No, Khalees. What's her name?
Yeah,
milkshake
Khalees.
Milkshake, bring her boy to the yard.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna bring them all to the yard with my ears. Come and shake them bitches and people. Oh wow.
Yeah.
Bitches gonna start leaking.
That ain't the only thing.
All right.
What?
You can't lactate. That's weird.
Men can't. And I don't understand why they have nipples if they can't use them. But that's a whole conversation for a different day. Mm-hmm. And I already know why. It just throws me off.
Okay. Because I was about to answer. But
is there a fourth mic? Well, we got to set it up.
It is a fourth mic. But the homie want to tag along, but we don't got a fourth mic. I plead the case.
Whoever wrote that shit is a fucking genius.
When the feds start catching up.
Boy, work at the feds. Talk about the feds.
But nah, we do got a fourth mic.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Oh, if our producer, you know, wouldn't be so, you know, aggressive like Shug.
he literally cornered me in the room like, yo, I'm going to need you to put out more content, bro. I'm like, all right, Mike, shit.
Dog. Hey, that's how it be sometimes.
Oh shit! My week was straight, bro. I got a promotion at the job.
Yo, congratulations!
Yes, that means our production prices are going up.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we can fund West, the West Cam more. Yeah. So nah, that was dope, bro. What else I do this week? My lady was out of town, so the homies pulled up. We had White Castle. We did a crave case and shit.
Oh shit, y'all might as well some of the demon White Castle.
Yeah, nah, shit was lit, bro.
I love White Castle.
Smoked a lot of crab, blew it down, man. Got some White Castle.
You doing anything for 420 tomorrow? I know it's like every day's 420 to me, but it's still, you know, our stoners holiday.
Yeah, so we gonna.
It's also Hitler's birthday.
I'm gonna hit the gym.
That is one thing.
That's. See, don't ruin it. But I'm hit the gym.
I just want to put it out there.
Go smoke. Probably pull up on the taco truck, El Caballo, down in Southwest Detroit. Get some tacos.
Shout out to El Caballo.
We got an event that we going to from 4 to 8 tomorrow night. It's like a 420 event, something like that. Going to do that, and then go get some more tacos later that night. Okay. And then call it a wrap. So what about you? You got any plans for 420?
I was coming here without telling them.
You going to get everybody high?
What?
You gonna get Nick high?
Hell no, I ain't got to get everybody high.
I don't even know what I do tomorrow. I get off at 7. Oh, no, I got a meeting tomorrow. I got a meeting after work tomorrow.
Oh, damn, I
got
to edit this podcast.
Yeah, so don't get too high.
I
got to
be up in the morning. I got to do that.
Yeah.
Got that.
Celebrating. Nah, I was going to go over our boy Kyle's house, but he's not going to be there. So.
Damn.
I'm probably just going to smoke at home.
I got a meeting tomorrow, so I can't smoke tomorrow. I got a meeting. Yeah. So I got to be level-headed for my meeting.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
They don't care. They know.
No, I got a meeting. It's after I get out of work, my meeting.
It's a meeting after work?
Are I got a meeting.
What?
It's not for work. It's for something else.
Oh, sorry.
So it's fine.
It's a meeting in your bedroom?
No. It's a meeting. It's a meeting.
Bedroom.
We're going to Bar Louie. We're going to Bar Louie. Okay. Me, Michael, and our friend Mac.
Mac.
We're writing a script now for a film event in October called Horror Movie Roulette. Roulette.
I'm going to be in the film.
Maybe. I don't fucking know. We are doing a casting for the main character, but that's at a different time. But yeah, so we're
I don't got
to
audition.
What's the main character?
You do. I can't talk about the movie. Okay, I can't because we gotta iron out the script and all that first. So we're meeting up on Thursday tomorrow.
Okay.
To kind of go over the script and get it, you know, popping, and then we're gonna pick locations, and then we're gonna do casting couch.
Listen,
casting couch like Pornhub casting couch.
It depends on how people want to get the role.
Are you saying that
we're looking for a male in his mid to late 20s, who's really good at looking spaced out. So, Wes.
Wes.
okay. Please
show up for the cast.
Yo, real quick, Wes. I remember this one time I auditioned for PK's movie.
Was it a glory hole?
No, what? And he laughed at me.
Who is Wes?
Wes, you laughed at me. I put my heart into that. I did.
He was literally just Jaleer.
I can't be a villain.
Yeah, the glory hole villain.
Oh my God. See, they paint narratives.
Is he defeating the glory holes or is he the glory holes?
Am I painting them over?
Bro, like on Kick-Ass 2 when Dog showed up.
See, I didn't see that. That's the other co-host.
Fuck it. What the fuck is the Crimson? What was his name, bro?
Which one?
The motherfucker.
Oh, the motherfucker.
Now I gotta watch it. See, now I gotta watch it.
They had the motherfucker and Mother Russia.
Mother Russia.
And my man was like, "Don't you think people are gonna get confused about the name?" He's like, "Just shut the fuck up and name her."
Yeah, bro.
Dog, that movie's so good.
Racist. Like, it was cool though.
Oh yeah, he was basing all their names off their race. That shit was funny as fuck.
Yeah, so that's what you can go as a motherfucker to the glory hole.
Nah, and be Wes
terrorized.
What? How could I improve on my acting skills? take my clothes off.
Maybe
like,
act.
I was
don't
acting.
Go in there and just say.
I was
your
trying
lines
to read the lines.
Motherfucker was just reading.
You're like, open the door. Open the damn door.
Don't read this 50 Cent.
Open this motherfucking door. I'm gonna kick this bitch down.
But it's like.
Well, we didn't really know each other like that. No.
But that's
still laughing
even worse.
During your
that's
performance.
You were.
When was this? I didn't get invited.
This was, was this pandemic? Yeah, it's pandemic.
Oh, I couldn't have auditioned. I was busy.
Okay.
Okay, with COVID?
No, man, I was playing the game.
There you go.
Okay. Oh. What you think I went to do after?
I was playing the game with you.
Speaking about.
See, I would have fit right
you.
In.
They could have used
yeah.
you.
To hold the cards.
Stefan wasn't the greatest villain.
Okay.
Damn. So. They should have picked me. I'm really good at acting. I do it every day.
You're talking about.
You said you never came out?
No, I said the movie.
Oh, my bad.
Movie never came out. What did you say, Marty? I mean, interrupt.
I had two transitions, but speaking about villains, Bowser.
Bowser. Oh, yeah, Bowser. Oh,
look at that. Bowser.
That is a transition.
Jack Black.
Yo, all right, so enough time has passed.
You ready?
Mario.
Super Mario.
Shit on every animated movie.
What would you rate it?
Alert.
About a B.
Spoiler alert. How you going to
rate
that
a B? I'm
out
of 10. And also,
out of 10?
You said the best animated movie ever and then give it a B?
It was. I was trolling.
The best movie this year and you gave it a B?
Yeah.
Ant-Man was at least like a B.
Yeah, Ant-Man was like a B, B minus.
B minus for Ant-Man.
Yeah.
And I would go with a B minus for Ant-Man. I would go with a B for Shazam 2.
For Shazam 2?
Shazam 2.
I didn't hear him. I didn't hear
that's what I'm saying.
I heard
Shazam 2. So like
Shazam 2.
Because
I really did like Mario.
Because you said it was better than Sonic.
The first Sonic.
The first Sonic was really good.
Both
of them were really good.
It was like I wouldn't say in Ant-Man's range, but maybe B-ish.
See, I gave it a 9.5.
See, that's like an A
out of 10.
It's almost an A.
They fit a lot in that movie. Like a lot of iterations of Mario, from the carts to Smash Bros. To of course the video game. They had Odyssey in there.
Okay.
Galaxy.
Okay. I don't know if it
Sunshine.
Was,
did they get Sunshine?
Did they have Sunshine?
There was a store next to the pizzeria that they were in,
uh-huh.
And it was based off of Mario Sunshine. The name of the store was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
that's a bit.
I don't know if I've seen any, like 64 reference.
They had the big bomb. Yeah, no, they had a lot of 64 references as well, but a lot of other games were referenced off of 64. So like, it just looks like they're copying those games.
Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah. When he was walking around the woods and he's like,
Mario. Yeah, exactly.
Mario.
Music was fire. Hey, bro, everything about gorgeous. That movie was like.
So I need y'all to answer the question that everybody been waiting for.
Yeah.
How was Chris Pratt as Mario?
Perfectly fine.
It was perfect. And I was one of the people who was worried about it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Because I already knew Jack Black was going to win.
And I wasn't worried about it at all.
I mean,
because I knew he was going to do it.
And the internet could chill the fuck out.
Yeah,
they could have been chilled the fuck out.
And you notice after the movie came out, nobody said shit
about
it.
Everyone was silent. The only thing they was posting about the movies was how much it was making.
Silent radio right now for his voice.
That's why I want to tap in, because like you said, the space did get super silent. But I know that was like a big ass uproar as far as like, yo.
Well, it was because it was kind of. I can kind of see where people was worried at, but like
he was making the most jokes on the pod.
Yeah, I mean, I was. It's a me, Mario.
In the words of Chris Pratt, "Let's a go."
No, but he really did a good job.
No, he did.
The only person who I was a little iffy on was Seth Rogen, because he didn't change his voice, but it was still cool because DK was cool.
So you liked the betrayal of DK, but you like, yo, Seth, I know that's you.
Yeah, exactly. Like the whole fighting scenes, the Mario Kart scenes, like. Even the blue shells, like, it was dope.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, and then he had to, like, well, Mario had to save Donkey Kong and, like the climax. Not climax, but, like, the middle of the movie. So it was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the best voice in there was probably, like, the one that changed up the most was probably Keegan-Michael Key as Toad.
They put some auto-tune.
They raised the pitch, everything, because you couldn't even tell it was him.
Did he start singing or did he hold
that
voice?
No, that motherfucker.
He held that voice.
He was a ride or die.
Okay.
When Peach was like, everyone evacuate the city. I'm about to go fight Bowser. And Toad was like, I'm with you.
Yeah.
And she was like, you got to go with the city. He goes, when I said I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yeah. Bro, he met Mario off rip. We on adventure.
Yeah.
He was walking through the city.
Everybody move. His brother's about to die.
Nah, that movie was real good. I think
that shit was funny, man.
I think it's about
Luma
to,
Lee.
I think it's at like 700 mil already.
It is. Luma Lee's the best character, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I was listening to Mike before I came in here. He was like, yeah, this is a kid's movie, man. What the hell?
Luma Lee wanted to die so bad.
That was the
when they added more, that little blue flame, bro. When they added more motherfucking people in there, she's like,
more meat for the grinder.
No, they was getting lowered in the fire, and then and then fucking somebody saved them. They was going up. She's like, boo. No, that shit was funny.
I saw she was on some emo shit.
Yeah. She was emo-ler.
Oh,
times three.
Yeah, like
she watched Attack. She wrote Attack on Titan.
Yeah, she did. At eight,
dog, that shit was funny as fuck. Luma Lee was my favorite for sure, but the whole movie was really good. Okay. Like, there was no point in the movie where I was like, "This is kind of stupid." Every time in that movie, I was like, "Oh, they added that. Oh, look at that." So, like even the like the little Yoshi cameo at the beginning when they were traveling, mm-hmm. with all the little Yoshis were running, that pink one stopped because he was drinking mm-hmm. water and shit.
I'm glad Illumination did them.
Is Yoshi in the film?
No, he's gonna be
post credit.
Like, he's gonna be in the second one.
Yeah. Oh, so that's what I was gonna ask you. Yeah. Get to
it's next. Gonna be like
they're gonna run it back.
Oh hell yeah! Yeah. It's
made
too much.
They
money
just made $700 million.
Gotta run it back,
and they're still running.
Yeah. And it come the DVD come out what May 9th, like in 2 weeks.
Oh, I'm gonna get that.
Oh, it's going straight to streaming.
Yeah, like that's the thing book. With like movies now. It's not
oh,
just because
just chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
At this point.
Oh, hell
oh
yeah,
yeah, no, the toys, everything about it. Yeah, there's probably gonna be like DLC in any of the fucking Nintendo games.
Oh yeah, they half the Nintendo games were the Mario games were half off.
So how was the CGI?
It was beautiful.
Beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. I really can't think of anything that I necessarily didn't like in the movie. not off the top of my head. Maybe if I see it again.
So yeah. Okay, so spinning the block real quick, you put it up there with Sonic. You said it's better than the first Sonic.
Yeah, but I don't think it's better than the second Sonic.
Okay,
the second one had someone extremely sexy in it.
Who is that?
Tails,
Knuckles.
Who's getting his own series?
Yeah, the one getting his own series, not
yeah.
Tails.
Yeah,
Knuckles.
So it's
no,
been.
I want to hear this because this is supposed to take place between Sonic 2 and 3. So
okay, so yeah. It's reported that Knuckles is getting his own spinoff series.
Mm-hmm.
Did they say where it's going to drop at?
Probably Paramount Plus.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, because that's Paramount owns.
So it takes place. Yeah, they do. So it takes place before 3, but after 2.
Yeah, so like in that.
And then Shadow was activated after 2, though.
Yeah.
So do you think Shadow might make an appearance in the show, or do you think they're going to save Shadow for the
Sonic
movie?
Well, I think so. They're gonna
or, like, yeah, show. Like, I wonder how they're going to do this. Like, who's the villain going to be?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I have no idea. I thought it was gonna be like a prequel thing, maybe.
That's what I was thinking.
I thought it was gonna be like a
prequel. That bad girl Hedgehog, the little bat one.
Oh, you mean Rouge?
Rouge. I mean,
yeah, she's a cat, isn't she? She a cat bat?
What is she? A cat bat?
She a bat? She looked like a cat, kind of.
Rouge the bat.
Yeah, because she got the wings. Cats ain't got wings.
And so you can get her involved. You know what I'm
saying? Oh,
like
okay.
Knuckle hit the hoes. You got Rouge.
Yeah, he do. He got the Rouge.
Yeah, Rouge.
But she's not really. She's not really a villain.
She's
kind of.
Well, you play. She's the bad guy. Sonic Adventure
2. We really reaching as far as trying to find a villain because he's Dr. Robotnik and Shadow for real, for real.
Yeah. Well, you also got that liquid thing from Sonic DX.
Chaos.
I was about to call him Chao, but no,
Chaos,
Chao is a different thing.
Chaos had a supersonic, though, didn't he?
Yeah, but I mean, so did Sonic Adventure 2 Battle.
Mm-hmm. What I'm saying, like, Sonic I don't think Knuckles 2. Would get that strong. Or, like,
no.
Take on
Knuckles
Chaos.
Ain't going
to
get that big. I mean, what about that alligator? Was that alligator a villain?
Yeah.
From
they were con artists. They were con artists. They weren't really like villains.
Who ran with like in Sonic Heroes? You had the teams of three, right? Who was on with the alligator? Was that
was Rouge? It was
that
no
was
it wasn't
Rouge. I thought it was
Rouge.
Rouge
was
Shadow.
On Team Dark. She was on Shadow Team. She was Shadow.
Who was Shadow?
Shadow Rouge and
the alligator.
No. It was some robot. It's from Robot.
Oh yeah. No, I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
I don't
robot.
Know
robot
his name.
Sonic? Yeah, no,
not
no,
Rogue.
No.
Not Metal Sonic.
Not Metal Sonic.
That was the villain.
Oh, Metal Sonic could be the villain.
He could be. It could be. I don't. But in the Knuckles, they would have said that for Sonic.
Yeah, but they got Shadow in Sonic 3. Oh, they could do. So check this out real quick. But since we're talking
Spider-Man
Shadow 3, no, Spider-Man. They're gonna for Shadow 3. Shadow 3 for Sonic 3. They're gonna do Godzilla vs Kong, where Shadow and Sonic are gonna fight for a short period, but then Metal Sonic's gonna be the actual villain.
It could. That mean that could
so
be.
You
true.
Heard it. You heard it here first on the pod.
Yeah, my idea.
Okay. No, the fuck it ain't. Stealing that.
30%
so they
got to
team up to take on Metal Sonic.
Yeah, man. Because, I mean, Sonic ain't going to be able to take him on because Sonic and Metal Sonic are the same. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He's basically fighting himself. So he's going to need the help from someone who is more equipped to fight Sonic. Mm-hmm. So, and that would be Shadow.
No, I'm with it. I think that I don't really even know how 3 is going to go because Jim Carrey is supposed to be retired.
Well, he ain't going to be in it.
That's what I'm saying. Like the whole, if you know the Shadow backstory, Robotnik wakes up Shadow. He's the one who wakes him up.
Yeah, but I mean, you see in the post-credit scene of 2, it was actually the government in the movie that did it. They Project Shadow, they were like, hey, we got to call in this motherfucker.
Well, we'll see what they do. Because I also heard that they might pass down Robotnik to his little
protege.
Yeah,
dude who owns the coffee place.
Yeah,
I like him.
I don't. I hope he don't retire. But yeah,
maybe he does.
Jim pop in and out though.
He didn't say he was retiring before.
He did. He took a hiatus and he did that.
She took her own life and.
Oh, word?
Yeah, that was like during y'all movie time, the Kick-Ass 2 time. And that's when he kind of
That's when
retired.
He had popped back out. Like, yeah. He had went away, and then he popped back out for Kick-Ass 2, and then went away again. And it came out, I think it was like Rick Morgan or something, where he was in jail and he was gay comment.
Good movie.
Is that I Love You, Man? That's not I Love You, Man.
No, I Love You, Man.
I Love You, Man.
Paul,
with Paul Rudd and Jason.
I know who you're talking about. But yeah, I know. No, it's I Love You, Philip something.
Yeah, I Love You, Philip Morris.
Yeah.
I think that's it. And then he left, and then shit, we ain't hear shit until Dr. Robotnik. Mm-hmm. And then he might just be doing another hiatus again.
You know, they giving him big checks out, so he might return for that. But Jim Carrey,
he good. He good. He don't need no check, man.
I think he does it for like the artistic vision of it. Don't really
to be able to jump into that bag and really get animated and shit
because
like that.
That's another reason why he left, because he was like he felt typecast. I think that was the first reason he left, because he just was getting typecast. He was just
he did that movie The Number 23.
That's why he did that movie.
It was a good movie. I liked
avoid
it.
Getting typecast and shit.
Yeah,
because
all he was the lead man, and he was just physical comedy.
Yeah, I mean, that would be annoying. I've seen a lot of interviews with people
trying
to avoid
it. Especially if you do
it
for years.
Yeah. You kind of like, let me try something new. Mm-hmm. Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler does try something new. He does.
But he has the ability to do this when he makes his own fucking movies.
Yeah, but he don't want to.
He be typecasting himself.
he don't break the formula. Don't break the formula. They don't watch them Netflix movies.
Don't break the formula. Nah. Don't break the seal.
But yeah,
don't break the formula.
I want to see that. I do want to see Knuckles. Yeah. I don't know when. I don't think they got a release date on it.
But it's going to be sexy. Idris Elba's bringing the sexy to Knuckles again.
And Kid Cudi's supposed to be in there too.
Kid Cudi.
I thought like the hood was going to be in that bitch. It's just Kid Cudi.
That's how you presented it to us.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, I was like, I'm like, the hood showed up, bro.
They bringing out the whole East Side.
Yeah, bro. I do what we do best. I read one name and then I judge. Oh, my God. I read the whole thing. Yo, so.
That is definitely me.
Yeah, man. But speaking of crazy shit, Jonathan Majors, bro. What's going on, man? He got dropped by.
He did.
Two
Jonathan
people?
Majors.
What did he got? He got dropped by his management company.
His
management.
PR.
And PR.
Yeah.
Man's Olivia.
Bro,
Pope.
I seen the text and all he said, like, oh, girl was like apologizing and shit, like, said she ain't say shit. And he was like, I'm coming to get my keys. He ain't admit to nothing. So, like, I'm trying to confuse.
But
like,
I mean.
Well, we just read today that there were even more allegations from multiple people that came out against him. Even some more people are working with the district attorney of wherever this happened.
They're talking about when he's back in college or recently.
I don't know. They didn't say when. They just said more people are coming out talking about he was, you know, doing the violence.
Oh, yeah. Shit. And that the first when it happened and everything, they said they had video evidence of exonerating him. It never came out.
Yeah.
And it's about to be the fourth week, so
yeah,
it's like even if they release it now, it's like
we don't care. Like the damage,
The damage is done. Like you're supposed to do that
immediately,
right then and there.
Yeah, because like we live in a society where you're guilty until proven innocent.
But you know,
crazy.
We also live in a society where the court of public opinion, like, I mean, it matters to some extent.
But that's what I'm saying. Guilty until proven innocent.
Oh yeah, my bad. Yep.
I'm agreeing with you because it's like.
Yeah.
of course that in law and justice they say it's supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, but like you said, in public opinion it's guilty until proven fucking innocent, which is crazy because it's like you lose so many endorsement deals
even if you the thing is it's like even if you get the allegation
It's over.
It's it could be over to an extent, but like I'm talking about like things dropping you. Because like the Army thing dropped him.
Immediately.
But I think that companies need to have a better system.
They shoot people.
Because look at Johnny Depp, man. Like Disney just missed out on like a bag because they didn't wait.
Look, let me talk on this real quick. I'm glad you bring up Johnny Depp, my guy. I'm glad you bring him up. Because Lear knows I've been having an issue with this, man. I've been having a problem because a lot of people are comparing Jonathan Majors to Ezra Miller.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
And they're saying it's more about race.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When in reality, it's about company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not about that other thing. Because Warner Brothers dropped Johnny Depp as well. And he was the victim.
They dropped him immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately,
and he was the victim. And they kept Amber Heard even after she won. Or lost. Not won. After she lost.
And shit the bed.
They kept her. And no one's doing any jobs with Ezra. Warner Brothers just said, they're in rehab and they're working on themselves and we'll see how they do when they get out. Right. When it's code word for, we're waiting for the movie to come out, then we dropping them.
Well, Disney, to that Ezra thing, like, did they say they were going to drop them? Did they say that?
No.
Or people are just assuming.
Like I said, no, because they said James Gunn came out and said, you know, they're in rehab right now, going over, you know, going under things to work on their behavior and, you know, this, that, and the other, and to get clean and all that. And we'll see how they progress, you know, after the movie comes out.
Right.
But to me, that's just code word for, we're going to say this, so you go see the movie.
You're going to see the reception for the movie.
See the movie, and then afterwards, we dropping them. That's, in my opinion, that's the code word. Or they might actually be taking that serious, which, to be honest with you, in my opinion,
I think that's the route you should take.
That is the route, and I agree with you. Because we should, if people make mistakes and they do things, and Ezra made a shit ton of mistakes, we don't know which ones were true and which ones weren't, because allegations were coming out left and right, and nothing was ever
proven. It seemed like it was every day it was out.
Yeah, but nothing was ever being proven. Like, if you look at what actually was, what they were found guilty for, it was for, I don't even remember, but it wasn't all of it. It was just like two things, maybe. But what we should do is, instead of, you know, like with Jonathan Majors, instead of, you know, just shutting him out,
damning him,
and then just pushing him to the side,
right,
you should come head on and be like, yo, you've done this fucked up shit. Mm. You need to learn from it. You need to improve yourself. Mm. You need to go take these anger management classes. Mm. You need to do this like when you do drunk driving. Mm.
But America isn't in the business of rehabilitation.
Yes, but that's what we should be.
No, they not. We should be, but we should be.
If you're the right color.
If you're the, yeah,
like,
if
look
you
what
are,
happened to Will Smith, bro. Over a slap. Got canceled from everything. Movies dropped him left and right. Franchises dropped him left and right.
He had to do a slave movie.
Over a slap, though. Yeah. People damned him.
That was a lot of
All they had to do was be like, yo, clearly you were going through some shit.
And obviously he was. He was crying. Like,
yeah.
You know,
like, instead of, like, trying to help heal, everyone just decided to go, fuck you.
They get away.
But these are the same people, because they don't have a light on them. They do the same fucking thing.
But they
sometimes worse.
Right, but they feel like being attached to certain people is bad for business, which I don't agree with. But, well, like, like, Johnny Depp situation would be perfect. Is like, they missed out on the bag. Like, yo, if you take this person, you know, stand by him, man. You don't know what is going on. Like, let this shit play out, bro, and then, like, get away from, like, people get mad, they get mad, but, like, Disney is a prime example of, like, dog, a year later, y'all missing out on a huge fucking bag, you feel me? Like,
yeah, and they tried to offer him another role as for Pirates, and he's told them, he's like, you couldn't give me millions and a bag of llamas or some shit like that.
Yeah,
he said, I ain't never coming back. And clearly, they did it after he won, and they're only doing it because they knew if he came back after he won, people are going to go see that movie because they're like, oh, this is the comeback king. Like, he was down, now he's up. We need to support. Yeah. And so Disney was doing it for the check. They didn't give a fuck about Johnny Depp. They was doing it for the check, because Warner Brothers didn't offer him back for shit. They were like, we fucked up.
He
going to stay over there, I guess. Yeah. Amber, come back.
Well, you know, Disney, they're not the good moral police anyway.
No, they're not.
That whole Jeremy Renner thing where he got an interview that's the most, that's disgusting to me. Like,
I brought that up with Mike. People just forget what Jeremy Renner did. And don't get me wrong, he's an amazing actor. He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor for The Town.
For The Town, yeah. I love Jerry.
Yeah, he was amazing
and,
in that movie.
Fucking Hurt Locker, too. But yeah, go ahead.
Hurt Locker was
but, like,
shit.
People yeah. do things, and, like, either we can hold it to him, or we can...
Oh, you talking about...
I'm talking about when he put a gun in his wife's mouth and bit his child.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah.
I thought you was talking about... I was talking about the snowplow incident. Where they too. Just randomly...
No, go ahead. I'm talking about when he was getting a divorce and he put a gun in his wife's mouth and bit his child.
Oh, shit.
And everyone was like, the new Hawkeye series is coming out. Can't wait.
Where?
That was one of them.
Damn.
I was one of them.
But when Jonathan Majors acts as his character in Creed 3... Everyone makes a big deal about
but we
it.
We don't know if he did. It's allegedly.
Right.
He allegedly
it's allegations.
It just looks murky.
But murky. Again, this motherfucker's in some mud because this shit ain't looking good.
It's not looking
damn,
good.
Bro. So
when your PR team is the people who clean shit up for you.
They're getting away from it.
They said,
yes,
oh, this is
his
too
Kerry
messy.
Washington said, yeah. nah, all right, bro,
you
I can't
did,
do
you
it.
You done did too damn much, boy. So you feel like a shit storm coming, huh?
Yeah.
But again, that's where I feel like, you know, instead of damning a person, we need to
rehabilitate, bro.
We need to be like, yo, because us pushing them away and being like, yo, you're shunned, isn't gonna stop them from beating the shit out of people.
Yeah, he's just gonna go on Tubi and do it.
Yeah, like Tubi will sign him.
Like Mike Tyson.
So
that's a great show, right?
It is.
Mike Tyson, yeah.
Murder Mystery.
But yeah, man.
Oh, Dawson. Awesome.
I'm just saying, we should try and help the person. Instead of damning them, we should try to rehabilitate them.
Well, even if this isn't true, I think the damage is done.
Do y'all think that Marvel drops them? And if they do,
I believe we'll see it in like the next couple weeks.
Who will be the new Kang?
John Bodega.
Yeah, Boyega.
Boyega.
Bodega.
Bodega.
Boyega. I don't think. Pause. I don't think John can get that beefy pause.
Yeah. No, I think he can. Yeah. I think he can.
Just use that Star Wars fuel and just hit the gym. Yeah.
Well, I don't think he'll work for Disney again after that.
Oh, that is true, yeah. Right. Damn, and they might eat him, Paul. Eat him up in the comments again.
Disney fumbled the ball for that one.
Yeah,
because you following a like, they, he was in his mode, bro.
They promoted him.
Like, man.
I was Jonathan Majors fan.
I'm talking about they fumbled with John Boyega because they promoted him as a Jedi. They were like, yo, this. They had him with a lightsaber. Mm. When the first movie came out, they had him using that bitch. Mm. And then second and third movie,
they put him in the back.
They put him right, yep.
Who's
that
nigga
was
on
extra.
That
That's basically what that was. Who that nigga with that saber? Who that nigga with that lightsaber right there?
That ain't Sam Jack. Oh, no.
Yo, see, that's the,
oh, no.
That's probably the only one that the whites like.
Yeah, man.
I like them all.
You seen Django.
Not you, but I'm talking about the.
You seen
it's
Django.
Different iterations of.
You better put that lightsaber down.
But nah, he did Pulp Fiction. They'll never hate him.
Not my lightsaber.
Who, Sam Jackson?
Yeah.
I don't think even the most racist person could hate Sam Jackson.
Exactly.
Nah, bro, he cool.
He might be able to end some shit.
He might be able to.
Yeah, next time we some negotiation going on, take Sam Jackson motherfucking ass for sure.
Him and Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
They ending all the world problems together.
They are, bro.
But speaking of Star Wars,
I don't think
about
John Boyega.
You don't Vision? Oh, no. Nah. All right. Anyway.
No, Visions. Fuck, we are.
Yeah.
We're talking about Visions.
Okay.
Let's roll. We're rolling down the freeway.
Yeah.
Star Wars Visions.
I'm ready for it. Season one. I got to watch season one again.
Bro, I tried to watch. Is that me?
That is
you. That's you.
By that. My belly. Who the fuck is that, bro?
He a world star.
I tried to fucking world star. Do they still got that, dog?
That's where you think I watch my fight compilations.
See?
You still watch fight compilations?
Yeah, you do. It's nasty.
That's crazy. Nah, bro.
We on 78.
I tried to watch Visions fucking dubbed again, bro. I still can't find it. Like, I literally,
you just,
I'm
you
on,
go
I'm
to Visions, and on, then when you click on the episode, you just go to the settings in the episode. I'll show you when we get done here.
They didn't even allow me to get the settings option, bro.
Bro, I'm going to show you when we're done. I'm going to show you.
We got to watch Disney Plus more. We got to unlock.
I'm going to show you.
I know, dog. Like,
we
got to
do that with TikTok, low key.
Like, what the fuck?
Okay.
To unlock certain voices. But Visions, no, I'll show you when we get done. I'll show you on my TV. But Visions is so good, man.
Yeah, man. I do like the. I know a lot of people say, hate that Disney got Star Wars too. But, I mean, a lot of misses have happened.
Yeah.
But a lot of hits have gotten, I mean, they're fucking good, bro. Like, you can hire better writers and everything. What did Disney?
I hope they do soon for Marvel.
They got some good writers.
That man was straight. We got to see what's next. Fuck with y'all. Fuck with y'all. What's next? You, we got to see what's next. Think
I'm just making jokes.
No, bro. Because that is the common consensus.
You can't make any
that,
comments around a couple of MCUs.
No. Because that's the consensus. Y'all deal with mid movies all the time, and Marvel throw a decent movie out.
Marvel cum sluts.
Marvel throw a decent movie out, y'all like, oh, that shit trash. But then a month later, it'll be like,
I ain't gonna cap. That Miss Marvel's, I really wasn't feeling it. I tried to watch it three times.
We'll talk about that at the Visions. We'll talk about that. Let's get back to Visions. Because Visions season 2 comes out May 4th.
Yeah, it have a different animation style for every episode.
Different director, too.
So it kind of like along those lines of like Black Mirror, Twilight Zone, and everything. But it's Star Wars. It's fucking fire.
Yeah, I
think it makes it better.
It does. It's like Love. What's that?
Episode one was so good.
It was, bro, but I couldn't fucking understand it because I was like, do other shit.
That was the samurai one, right?
I ain't feel like reading. Man. Yeah, when Dog pulled out the motherfucking saber with the ninja.
Forgot how fucking
the
dope
that
was.
Fucking handle, bro. Yeah. He pulled that bitch out and started getting busy, but his shit was red and everybody thought he was a Jedi.
He was a Sith.
Bro.
Sith on Sith action.
Shit was turning.
That was lit. That was such a good ass episode, man. Like, all of them are good,
but it was like,
no, Star Wars fans gonna eat.
I think I like Visions. Visions is my favorite thing that Star Wars has ever put out because
ever
100%.
Rogue One is a thing.
Rogue One is my second favorite thing that they put out, and it's mainly because the fucking Skywalkers aren't fucking involved. And that family drama has ranged from fucking nine movies.
The galaxy is vast.
It's vast.
Why the fuck we gonna talk about that family?
And we got more movies with Rey coming out.
Yeah, we do.
Which we don't fucking need. But here we go.
We do?
Yeah, we do. But Visions, with Visions, I think there's three more movies with Rey coming out.
Yeah,
She's trying to build her own Jedi Academy now. But anyway, that's a conversation.
Academy?
Yes.
Is she going to do the same thing Luke did?
Someone's going to have a bad dream.
He's having bad dreams. Kill his ass. So he's going to start the whole Star Wars thing over again.
Yep. But no, Visions for me is so dope because, I mean, it doesn't have to be canon. You don't have to know the storyline. Mm-hmm. You don't have to know anything about Star Wars to watch Visions. Mm-hmm. All you have to know is you're about to have a good fucking time.
Well, yeah, if somebody never watched Star Wars before, I would probably tell them to watch Visions.
Yeah. That way they have an idea
because
of
it's nothing like Star Wars.
No, it's like Star Wars. It's like Star Wars.
But better.
Yes, yeah. Because it's not part of this fucking stupid storyline
about
has
nothing to do with Star Wars.
No, but no, Nick is absolutely
it
right.
It has
I get
to do
what
with
Star Wars.
No, he's
it has nothing to do with the Skywalker.
No. I'm talking about on that Skywalker part. Like Star Wars to me is very, very, it's at their best when they limit the Jedi's and don't talk about Skywalker.
So when they don't do nothing Star Wars.
Basically,
but
yes.
So what you basically saying is that there's this universe out there with the rules of the Star Wars, the galaxy out there, with the rules of Star Wars.
Yeah, yes.
But none of the shit that goes that makes Star Wars.
I love Mandalorian.
Like, I love it.
It's so good.
I fucking love Mandalorian.
Because
lightsabers show up probably once or twice a season.
Well, you have the Darksaber.
Yeah, but...
But that's for the Mandalorian.
That's for the Mandalorian.
So as long as it's not attached to the actual
as
thing
long
that
as
makes
I don't
Star
hear
Wars...
As long as it's not attached to the fucking Skywalkers, it's great.
And Luke Jedi, show up in season 2.
And Luke was a dick in season 2.
See what I'm saying?
He's like, yo, Grogu, it's either you fuck with me or you fuck with Mando. Ain't no in-betweens, bro. It's Fam Bam or me.
That's hilarious, though.
And he didn't learn a single fucking thing, so Luke's an idiot.
He learned some stuff. He learned some force flips.
Grogu did.
Oh, yeah.
Luke didn't learn nothing.
Oh, you talking about Luke?
Yeah, Luke didn't learn shit from his dad.
No, he didn't learn nothing from his dad.
Nope. But, man, look, I'm saying, like, man, because there's so much more to Star Wars besides the Skywalker family. That's what I'm saying. Like, Visions brings that to you without having to worry about any connections. Because everyone nowadays, with every franchise, with anything, it's like, you got to watch this to get this. You got to watch this to get this. Or you got to read this to get this. That and with true. Visions, it's just like, this is it. It's 17 minutes.
It's a solid standalone.
That's why like a lot of people liked fucking What If from Marvel.
Yeah. Because, well, What If was just a reimagine of movies that they've already put out. Like that
majority of people already seen.
Yeah. But I mean, like, that's why people love Death and Robots. Because one, you don't have to watch in any order. And you don't have to watch all of them, and you don't even have to like all of them, because it doesn't fucking matter, because it's all a different director, different animator, different writer. It doesn't fucking matter, dude. And it's fantastic. It's perfect. I love the way that it works. I think that every streaming service should have shows like that as well.
Well, for I think every franchise.
Kind of like how Werewolf by Night was.
Werewolf by Night was more of like a standalone movie. It's still connected to the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
But
the context is like what Leo was saying, that you never watch anything, but you can watch this one piece of.
Yeah, but my thing about Werewolf by Night is later on it will be connected to things coming later on. While Star Wars Visions, no matter what happens from here on out, Visions ain't connected to shit.
Right.
These are just standalone movies, and in the comic book world we call one-shots. Where this is just a one-time story. Sometimes it's connected, but most times it's just a standalone.
Like how the first Joker was supposed to be.
Yeah. It's not connected to anything. It's just that standalone movie. You can watch it. There's nothing that's going to come after or before. Unfortunately, we're getting an after, but maybe not unfortunately. We'll see how it goes.
It looks good, by the way. It looks
What's the
Joker 2?
The Joker, whatever it's called. Some French name, but yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, hopefully they end it as a trilogy. Hopefully.
I mean, they might as well, but
like, fuck it.
I mean, if they even left it as it is, like, because it was supposed, they marketed it as
just
Todd Phillips, this is it, one-on-one, standalone, boom. But then it made $1 billion and won one Oscar. And they was like,
Spinning block.
Yeah, we got to.
It won one of the most important Oscars, best actor.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it won something else, best screenplay, but I don't know.
That shit gonna be crazy. Before we get off Star Wars, Mandalorian.
Oh no! Yeah. Mandalorian. This season of Mandalorian did kind of start off slow, and it's not as good as the first and second seasons. So that's why a lot of people like dreared off. But like, I think they knew what they were doing. Because, like, the last couple episodes, I'm still one episode behind. The last episode was really, like...
They starting to cook?
Yeah, it was very lore-heavy.
Okay.
Like, yeah, the Mandalorian... Yeah, this season is kind of like the Mandalorians are trying to find a new home.
Okay.
Basically, since Mandalore, you know,
so it's like Land Before Time.
Mandalorians. Yeah, okay. Land Before Time, Mandalorians. And the episode I just watched had... Lizzo, another L.
Okay.
Yeah, Lizzo, Jack Black, and Christian Lloyd in it.
Oh, Lizzo, Jack Black, and Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah, and it was a good episode.
Man, you about to really tap in. I'm waiting till y'all get like three full seasons.
It's done.
The fourth.
It's done. Because the season finale happened. I still got to watch the last two.
Had they made an announcement for the fourth one yet?
No. They haven't. And I seen on the Disney Plus, they said like 2019 through 2023. And I'm like, oh, are they...
This might ended be over. Is it?
I don't know.
If it's over, I'll do the dash.
I was avoiding spoilers, but the way that I figure they left it, it could end right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's damn, crazy, man. I gotta watch season three. I haven't started it yet. So
well, it's all done now, so you might as well just speak.
I will.
It's a little slow to begin with, but then it like picks up.
I mean, I'll give it
like
a gander.
The fourth or third episode. Same kind of thing with like with Obi-Wan. Like the first two episodes were kind of into me, but then it like started picking
up.
Like
cooking up.
Obi-Wan was so good.
I like Obi-Wan. I think it got. That's another thing with Star Wars fans.
Let him cook.
Too much hate. When was he able to fucking fight Darth Vader? Like, bro, I don't give a fuck. The shit is fire. Like,
yeah,
they
get so mad about that.
They got so mad.
Yeah,
they ain't got shit else to do.
And again, it was Skywalker drama.
Because they virgins.
Skywalker drama. Yeah. Dang. It was. Dang. You did this to me. You burnt me.
Yeah. He was supposed to be the chosen one.
Yeah.
But hey, they got some shit coming out. They got shit coming out for the Old Republic.
They do.
Yeah. And they got shit when the Jedi just formed.
They got, I think they got another season of Tales of a Jedi coming.
Yeah.
They got, was it Ahsoka?
Yep.
Ahsoka, they got that coming. And they got, they announced some other stuff.
Skeleton
too.
Crew. With Jude Law.
What's the other one that start with an A? It's like A.
Acolytes.
Is it Acolytes?
Acolytes.
Okay, yeah. So Star Wars fans are going to eat. Well, the people who like Star Wars.
I was about to say, the actual positive fans are going to eat.
I don't even know if the fans even like care, but like, yeah.
No, like the regular people, they care about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I care about Guardians of the Galaxy.
They want to know who dies. Is it Rocky? Lear?
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 comes out soon.
Who?
God damn it.
The Top Coon. Top one. The one that made us feel. The only talking one.
I don't know, bro. I think.
God damn it.
I think they might get Mantis off, but they might not get Mantis off just off the strength, like, because they know that I want them to get Mantis off, but I can't get Mantis off.
Yo, we gonna fuck Marty up with this one.
Yeah, bro.
We know Marty wants Mantis dead, so keep her alive.
I think it's obvious that Mantis should be.
I think the most obvious is Rocket.
I know, that's why you don't do it.
No, I think they're gonna definitely do
that.
Rocket
would be a rug pull,
but I do think it's saying? Mantis.
I think MCU fans are probably not gonna.
Because you got the whole world talking about Rocket gonna die. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you
they'll never forgive
Mantis.
Him after that.
I would love to see that.
I agree with you on Mantis.
Okay.
I have my reasons.
What's your reason? Reason.
Because she announced that she's Peter Quill's sister.
Yeah. And Peter Quill lost his mom in the first one, his dad in the second, and it's going to be his sister in the third.
That's
crazy. And when I say his dad, I don't mean Ego. First of all,
you talking about the Yondu.
Yondu died.
Your daddy,
in
boy.
Damn, that was sad.
He may be your father,
but I'm your daddy.
But I'm your daddy.
That Yondu made that movie.
Yeah.
No, like man. Nah. I know you. No, y'all don't like that movie.
I love that movie.
It's a lot of people that fucking love
like
both of
the Guardians.
I love the first one. The first one is a fucking masterpiece.
I'm here for both of them.
The second one, I feel like it was just like.
Go ahead.
You're at A and then you're at B. You're done. And then, yeah.
That's a movie.
I rarely want to spend a block, but I watch it, though.
Nah, I like it. I do like
watch it the second time. I watch it again.
He finally bagged Gamora. I might watch it.
I watch it again.
I don't mean, Ego, I know, I don't really like Ego like that.
Ego corny, bro.
I don't really like
he's
that.
Riding up a fucking, Ego's whole thing was just, I wasn't feeling him.
Yeah. It was, I mean.
Planet.
Like, Ego the Living Planet is.
He's trying to find his boy.
He's a little different in the comics.
Mm. But no, I think this three is going to be very good.
They're going to restore the feeling. They can get back.
Honestly,
to the
all of Marvel's threes, when the third movies, been fire.
No, take that the fuck back.
Which one?
Iron Man.
Oh yeah, except for PT. I removed it from my brain. I don't really like the Iron Man movies like that. Except for like the first one.
I mean, yeah, then you're fine. The second one was PT, subpar.
Yeah, he was just man. He wasn't in the suit.
So you ain't want to watch Robert Downey Jr. run around as a human?
No, I'd rather watch him in the Avengers and Civil War and all the other stuff. I do like the first Iron Man, but the second one I don't really like. And the third one, it's a movie.
Yeah, they put it out. They put a stamp on it, and then they released it.
Mm-hmm. I think it made some money, though.
I don't remember the third
one. Well, yeah. They all made money.
That is true.
I don't remember. The second one is when he was the race car, right?
Against Whiplash, yeah. Okay. War Machine. See, that's probably why I don't like the second one like that, because I don't like the way that they did War Machine.
Right.
He showed up in like 3 minutes. I like Don Cheadle.
No, as War Machine?
But he was in there for like 3 minutes.
As War Machine?
As War Machine? Yeah. I mean, over what? Terrence Howard wasn't even in the suit.
No, that was what the second one was for.
I know.
He got left on red for
years. Offline.
Unpopular opinion, Tyrese would have been a decent War Machine. Did you watch that movie Apocalypto? What the fuck was it? No, Annapolis.
Annapolis.
When he was a Navy SEAL.
I don't think Tyrese is a bad actor. I just think he don't get his justified roles. Because they got him in Transformers and
even in there, he was in the military. And then it was like Annapolis, it was him and James Franco, and he was like a Navy SEAL, and he ended up beating up James Franco. No, James Franco ended up beating him up at the end of it. Anyways, they was in the Navy, they fighting and shit. But I thought that Tyrese would have been like a decent War Machine.
I'm pretty sure he auditioned for it.
I don't think he did. I think he
might
him.
Not.
But he looked like
he
looked like
for
a,
Django.
Like he did.
Yeah. Yo, you got it. I gotta show you the video after
that's
this.
That's hilarious.
That
bro.
Shit was hilarious. Dog.
Cast the tape up?
Bro, yes.
Oh shit.
It's hilarious.
I need to check this out.
Nick, I gotta show Nick too.
You ain't seen it?
Yeah, I have not seen it, but
it's
I
fucking
do
hilarious.
Okay, yeah, we gotta tap in with it.
No, I mean I wouldn't oppose to that. I mean
he was in Morbius.
Wasn't Morbius? That was a movie.
Morbius was
That made about 10 million Morbian bucks.
Yeah. And real people.
On the first day.
Was it Morbid time?
It was Morbid time. They made 10 million Morbian bucks, and they released it again in theaters.
after it came out, and then it made another 10 million Morbin bucks, and then it sold the highest number of DVDs ever.
Have you seen that movie?
Morbius?
Yeah.
Yep.
You seen it?
Yeah.
You seen it?
Yeah, I watched it in the movie theaters. I fell asleep.
For real?
Yeah. Well,
I did not see that movie.
It's not the worst.
It didn't look appealing to me.
It's just not the worst.
I don't know. I'd rather watch Veronica. As you can see.
The director in the back, like, don't bring that shit up. No. The people don't want to hear about that shit.
Dog, just fuck the movie. Just get it over with.
So stay on Morbius, man. Stay on fucking track. I tell you guys go around circles and shit, and y'all talk about things that don't matter.
We was literally just talking about that.
Yeah, we did.
Stay on topic. How did we end up on Morbius? We should be talking about
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, for sure. Guardians 3. Guardians. Fuck.
Wait, what were we talking? Oh, yeah. Guardians 3. So, yeah, Guardians 3 is probably going to do like 145 first weekend.
Shit.
145 first weekend. All right. Yeah, all right. Telling me I'm doing bad. All right, do I got to speak up? 145 first weekend. And it's going to be, like I said, third iterations of Marvel movies. I fuck with.
Make them believe you, bro.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. I know it's going to be good. I know it's going to be good. James Gunn usually hits.
And this is supposed to be the last
and this
one.
Is farewell. And is James Gunn farewell for Marvel? Kinda?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's gonna be dope. So,
this is ending off and then leading into his.
Yo,
new
what
movie.
If he left him with a shitty movie?
I think he dropped the mic. He got to drop the mic. Like,
yeah,
he did a mic drop. Bro.
Like, look what y'all lost.
And
look what DC's gaining in Superman Legacy.
Okay.
Superman Legacy. Look at that transition, man.
Yeah.
I like that. Man.
Script's finished.
I like that.
Finished.
Look how you just did it.
Thank you.
It's so smooth.
Script's finished.
All right.
Like butter. Did you see how he did it?
No. I'm a hater. I did see
it. Great, man. Because I literally forgot what the next. I forgot what the next.
Script's finished.
Topic was, but
yeah. Superman
Legacy. And Zoe put it up too.
Zoe put it up?
Zoe Saldana put it up.
She put up the
She put on her story.
She did? Oh, she gonna be in it.
She put Legacy is done. Like what and she like reposted James Gunn being Legacy is done.
Oh, if she did.
You think she Lois?
That'd be fucking crazy.
You think she's Lois Lane? Because James
she go after another white man? Oh my god.
So Gamora might die, but shut up,
but
man.
She'll live in Lois.
Don't talk about Bay. She's Spanish. Whatever he is.
She's Colombiana.
No, I'm talking about the dog. Dude, she married.
Oh, okay.
He got some sauce.
All right. Fuck yeah, that nigga. I thought he was trying to give me that. Fuck that nigga. Did he say anytime that it's going to be done? Or
They actually just announced today that shooting starts in January in Atlanta.
So they haven't announced Superman.
They have the release date.
They shooting in
Atlanta? It's going to be 2025.
No, I meant, do they have
They dropping in 25? Yeah. Oh, James Gunn's speeding up, bro.
Like, he has an actual date. I don't know the actual date, but it's in 2025.
That's not too far, bro. We're going to be older.
No, the shooting starts soon, January, bro.
That's why I was trying to see who y'all think going to be a Superman.
Yeah.
Zac Efron.
Zac Efron?
No, I'm being funny.
Stop it. I like that.
Bro.
I love Zac Efron. I want to see him do something.
Zac Efron is.
But he just don't give me Superman vibes.
No.
He probably still too old.
Too old? No. They're looking for a young dude. He's young, dude.
He like 30 something.
But he looks like
they need someone in their mid 20s. I know. They're going like early 20s.
Early
20s. I thought they were doing like. Yeah, that's what I thought they were
early
doing.
Early 20s, yeah.
So I was thinking along the lines of like. They was talking about him for Wolverine. Who's the dude who was in Percy Jackson? But I think he might be a little too old too.
That's the Logan Learman kid, I think.
How old? I think
that Grace Randolph said.
Oh,
was
that's him.
Be
the, oh yeah. My God! I didn't even know that.
James Gunn was like, I don't know who that is, and then he was like, I do know who he is. I just didn't know what his name was.
Well, I'm gonna throw his name in there. So him and Aaron Eckhart.
Who?
The dude played. He played Harvey Dent in fucking Dark Knight.
Nah, what about Dog from
what?
I think he's still kind of short, but the homie from
he's still
the Kingsman.
Short? Oh
no, I was just thinking of him, but they said he might do Wolverine, maybe.
No, Hugh Jackman's doing Wolverine.
Okay,
but I think all this cast is like short.
No,
I think
no, he is.
I think about being like
afterwards,
fucking taller than fucking
yeah.
Like
I don't
Liam
know
Hemsworth. But like jacked.
I don't like Liam Hemsworth.
I don't think any of the Hemsworth brothers are going to be doing it.
You think he'd be boring, Liam?
I don't like Liam. That's just me.
No, I agree with you.
His brother is way better than him.
Yeah.
Like at everything, I'm sorry.
You ain't like him in Hunger Games?
What are you, his dad?
Wait, that was him in Hunger Games?
Yeah.
Did he die?
I don't know.
That took a while.
Oh wait, no, it was her. Yeah, that was him at Hunger Games. Oh my God, that was Liam Hemsworth.
That was her boyfriend.
Give me Clark Kent vibes.
Yo, I saw him before I saw.
What is Timothy Charlemagne? Timothy Charlemagne is Superman.
No. Who's Timothy Charlemagne? He's you ever see Dune?
The new one?
Yeah, the new one.
Yeah.
No.
Michael Cera.
It's Superman? Oh, now you just naming people.
I'm just naming people.
Michael Cera. David Franco. You might want to get down, please.
You know
Maybe so.
I could go with
Dave Franco.
I love him, bro. He's got a good ass smile, and he's not his brother.
I would be laughing the whole time. But,
Can't typecast, bro. Don't typecast, man. Some people came through and just knocked out roles, bro.
Some people.
Yeah, he might be one of them.
Yep.
You think James is going to make a mistake?
Yes.
Has James made a mistake yet?
Has he made a mistake? Yeah. What did he tweet out?
That's a long time ago. You bring up old shit. I didn't know you lived in the past, bro.
You said, did he make a mistake?
Has he made a mistake casting?
Casting?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Not yet.
Scooby-Doo cast. How we doing?
You talking about the first Scooby-Doo?
Both.
Wait, oh, the both ones?
Yeah.
I think the casting was good on all of them.
Yeah, because he did them.
Okay, he also tweeted that shit.
Let him.
We're living in the past.
We've all tweeted some shit.
And some of us more than others.
Let's go back to yours.
Wait, don't throw me under the bus.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I stand on all my tweets. I stand on everything I said.
One day we're
going to
go through all of
you.
Yo.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I heard you a damn tyrant. Not mine. Right. Bro.
Huh?
I heard you like a bully on Twitter.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Because people got to know their place. What the fuck? Jesus, it's like I got a God complex on Twitter, bro.
That sounds like.
Right, exactly.
You like the camera.
I don't live in shame. Listen.
Motherfucker think he Elon Musk on Twitter.
Lear the Conqueror.
Yeah. Damn.
As soon as they say L-E-E, nope. He's going to be a whole articles. No. Hell no.
Bro, you got a new alter ego.
You be like, yo, that nigga robbed me in 2017. Hell no.
Bro, out of control, bro. I'm here for it, man. Damn, that was solid, bro.
So, quick question.
Go ahead.
Because Lear, last night when we were on the phone, wanted to come in and talk about how he think the Superman suit should look.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tell everybody what you think the Superman suit
should look. Wait. I said no cape.
Fucking wild.
And no draws.
Just a blue ass suit.
No. Just a blue ass suit.
He talking about the red trunks. You don't want the red trunks.
Hasn't there been a Superman iteration without him with a cape on?
There are some. So that you got the electric blue from like the 90s. And I think there was like a red version of it too. So you got the electric blue with the electric red. And then you got the Batman Beyond Superman where he had the black. It looked like the electric blue, but it was like black and white.
Yeah, I think I've seen it. Yeah,
neither one of those have capes.
I like that. I think I seen that black one.
But you gotta have a cape, bro.
You got one where he literally just wears a Superman T-shirt with blue jeans.
I mean, shit, you might want to throw him in there with some jeans shorts, some jorts on.
Jorts? Yeah. What is it, Kevin Smith?
So no other fucking Superman has stayed except for Christopher Reeve. The other Supermans fucking left. So let's try something different.
I was about to.
Go ahead, please.
Christopher.
Well, he couldn't leave. He couldn't leave because he got kicked. Yo.
That shit crazy. Y'all out of
control. He couldn't leave.
Because he got kicked. He should have ducked.
He rolled out.
Roll out.
That Christopher Reeve should have ducked.
Yo. Christopher Reeve should have ducked.
That's how DeMarc gets canceled right there.
That's not fucking funny.
But no. Yeah, I don't. They haven't had a Superman that stays since Christopher Reeve. So it would be good for it. Just try something else. I don't know.
What the cape? You think it's the cape fault?
No, hell no.
I would like.
It's the movie's fault. Well, no, Man of Steel was actually. I like Man of Steel.
Man of Steel was great.
Fucking Dragon Ball Z.
But they were so fucking discombobulated. WB is so discombobulated. They want to hire somebody, then fire them, then rehire.
The thing that I like most about Man of Steel,
boy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why Marvel on that ass.
Yeah.
But they.
Boy. No,
We're gonna catch up. But. We're going to catch up. But the thing I liked about Man of Steel was
going to say that shit to his grave.
Put it on. Hey.
He's going to be in his deathbed. We're going to catch up.
Look, when I'm on my deathbed.
You know we got you, right?
When I'm on my deathbed, y'all come see me.
Just released Shazam 3.
No. When I'm on my deathbed, y'all come to see me in the hospital. I'm going to be in my deathbed we caught up, didn't we? We caught up. And I want y'all to lie to me.
I'm going
to
do it like, y'all did. Ant-Man, you did, bro. Y'all caught up, bro. Y'all caught up, bro.
And you're not a dick.
We caught up, didn't we? We caught up, didn't we?
You did, bro.
Didn't we, guys?
Y'all did that, bro.
Yeah, y'all did. Yeah, y'all did.
Y'all shooting another Superman. Hey.
Oh, my
that,
God. Hey. Y'all stupid. Y'all caught up, bro.
I'm going to be in my deathbed dying from some shit.
We did it.
From one of my things.
We finally did it.
We finally did it.
I look, I would, I've been saving my breath, not saying hello to any family members, waiting for y'all to come through.
Tell me the news.
Tell me.
The doctors said I don't have long.
Ezra crushed it in the Flash 3, right? Right?
He didn't even get cast, bro. We even,
they canceled the movie?
They canceled the whole city.
But
they,
you ain't going to tell me that. Yeah, they made billions. No, they made billions.
And won Oscars.
They did you, you proud,
that's
bro.
What I thought.
Yeah, so he going to hell, right? Yeah.
That's cool, bro.
Hey, but look, hey, let me let y'all know this real quick. Y'all getting a genie bottle. Y'all getting a genie bottle.
What's that?
When I die, I told Jaleer and them, when I die, I want to be cremated. And I want to be put into small genie bottles and distributed to all my friends.
That's
you can use like the genie, like the thing as an incense. No, he's ashing in it. What if he's ashing in my genie
and
bottle.
Then I'm gonna smoke it.
What if you can't smoke on no Nick Pack? That's crazy.
He gonna smoke
you
it.
Smoking on Nick Pack.
Look, I told it. Look, you can use it as incense. You can put the
That's
incense
crazy,
thing.
Because both of y'all are millennials. I'm talking about Tupac. Tupac, homie, smoked them before Tuka came in. Smoking on your homie Paul's was a form of endearment.
Now it's a form of war.
He's smoking the whole thing, bro.
It's a form of war, bro. Yeah. He bebop.
He getting a little genie lamp, for sure.
One of you rub it and like Nick come out
of
shit.
Get the ash with his elbow in it. You get the little elbow.
And then Nick can't grant like good wishes. He going to grant like.
You guys can try and rub me, but I don't know what'll happen.
Like, I don't know.
He just spill out.
He spill out of shit.
It just breaks.
Here he comes. Oh, he's not moving.
All his wishes like hot and ready. That's it. You just get
then the cat gonna come by and think it's fucking.
Go piss on it.
like that coyote wolf did to that possum.
Yo, that shit was wild.
Yeah.
I gotta show you two videos.
Y'all crazy. All right, well, I'm about to check these videos up.
Yeah. Oh, we have a request. I gotta play something over the phone for a fan of ours.
What's the request?
I'm gonna play it. Y'all ready? I'm gonna play it.
No, who's the fan first?
Who the bopper, what? Bro? No, okay. we wrapping
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah, like, we wrapping
this,
up.
Wait, who's the bopper?
Katie over in South Korea.
Katie out in South Korea. We love her.
We gotta send her a shirt.
Just send her me. Play it.
This is for Katie and Kim.
Katie and Kim. Who's Kim?
Snoop's a bitch.
Hold on.
Okay.
No, who's Kim?
Sungyeop is a bitch.
And that one was for Kim. So, yeah, here we go.
What the fuck was that?
I didn't hear what that was.
You're going to hear it here. You want me to play it again?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, listen.
Sungyeop is a bitch.
Some milk?
Somebody wants some milk?
Somebody wants some bitch?
Get that man some milk.
It's Sungyeop. Sungyeop.
Who is Sungyeop?
Sungyeop is Kim's ex-boyfriend.
Sungyeop is a bitch.
Who is Kim?
Kim is Katie's friend over in Korea.
Oh, so
you know who I thought he was talking about this whole time?
Yeah, Sungyeop is Kim's ex.
Are we man bashing?
Yeah,
I can't man bash.
He's a stalker.
I'm a man. He's a stalker.
He's a stalker.
Yeah, he's aggressive.
Give us context about. Did we listen to the?
I don't know much.
Wait, what's his name?
They listen, Sungyeop.
So we supposed to let him know that Sungyeop was a bitch.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Sungyeop?
Yo, Sungyeop.
Yo, Sungyeop.
Sunnyside Up. Whatever your name is.
Whatever your name is. Stop harassing the females, homie.
And the pod before it goes too far.
Nah, this for Kim.
Yeah, this for Kim.
This for Kim. Sunnyside Up, man.
Sunnyside Up.
You better watch out, bro.
You feel me?
Yeah. Sungyeop.
You might turn the corner and the bebopper be around the corner. You never know.
Baka, baka, baka.
Exactly. We put you in a song lyric.
You
or put you in a.
Because we already tired of suiting up, so we got to go fucking suit up for Sunnyside Up. Goddamn.
Hey, see?
You going to be in stir fry.
Yo, Wes, don't edit none of this.
What's the stir fry without the eggs?
Yo, all right. Now we get yo, all right.
I'm not saying any of it.
Listen.
I just did the request.
I'm a chef. What's the stir fry without the egg?
He is a chef. He is a chef. Up, bro. He's a chef. Yeah.
So, I don't got an excuse.
I can say it.
Yeah.
I'm a rapper.
All right.
That's it, gang. All right, man.
I hope we're not talking about the wrong Kim.
Kim, what Kim look like?
Hey, this is the only Kim that they that you don't talk about over there.
Jim?
No, you talking about Kim Jong-un?
Jim?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to say his name.
We're not talking about him. We're talking about
this is Katie's friend, Kim.
Katie's friend.
You sure she's not friends with?
I don't think the Kims have a meeting. I don't think the Kims have a meeting.
It's not Lil' Kim?
No.
All right, well, Kim, we just bashed your boyfriend for you. So if you go back to that dude, hey, man, should have ducked. But
hey, but yeah, should have ducked.
All right, Marty.
Don't forget the hot sauce. Do your thing. Because hot sauce and eggs. You ever had hot sauce?
I thought you were talking about duck.
Nah, the sunny side up.
Anyway. Some toast? Anyway, you ready?
Chili, sweet chili.
See you, Cowboys, later.
We out.
Fuck.